Hey, it's Josh and Tommy back to do a review from Watch Hill Proper. This week we're going to look at new riffs, new expression here. They've got an 8-year-old bourbon that they've put out. This one is 100 proof, but yet it is not a bottled and bond, which most of their stuff is bottled and bond, so this one is not, but it's 8 years. And mash bill of a high rye mash bill, 65% corn, 30% rye, 5% malted barley, aged at least 8 years old, which is coming up on like probably one of their earliest stuff.
I think
they started, in 2014.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's 8 year. I mean, you got to love it, man. Kentucky straight bourbon, 8 years old. The bottled and bond is weird for them not to have on their bottle. This one, after doing a little bit of reading on it, because I was wondering why, and it's just commingling of the seasons.
Probably.
So first 6 months and second 6 months to be bottled and bond, you can't commingle, and they did.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason. Everything else is still.
But it's age stated, so they could have some 9-year-old, maybe even a little bit older, because they're old enough to do 9 or 10-year-old stuff.
Yeah, there was some commingling of barrels, I'm sure, but yeah.
All right. Well, we're big fans of New Riff. We've got our own single barrel pick here of their rye.
Yeah.
In the house.
Quite tasty.
So we'll give this one a ride, see what happens.
Got a good nose.
On the nose, yeah.
Yeah, really. I like it.
It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little flowery.
A little bit.
I'm not getting a lot of rye, but
get it on the taste for sure. 30% rye is pretty high. I don't know of anybody doing a standard release quite that high. Bullet's 28, but I don't know.
Well, MGP's what, got a 35?
They have a 36. Yeah, they have the 36 rye as a standard release, but as far as a label that you would see on the on the shelf, I don't know. I mean, maybe, I guess one of MGP's, maybe Remus or something like that has a 36% rye. I don't know. I just know that Bullet has 28%. If this is going to be a standard, always on the shelf release, 30 is pretty high.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to get that spicy. So it's definitely spicy because of the rye.
Yeah, you get the rye on
a little cinnamon, a little spicy. But it's sweet.
It is.
It's not overly sweet. It's a pretty balanced. I'm going to go back to it.
You know, you said we're big fans of New Riff. I remember sitting years ago with Jay Arisma. I can't remember his last name. But Jay, who along with Ken has kind of seen this project from the very beginning. And I remember sitting and he was serving us some 2.5 and 3.5 year old whiskey. And I remember tasting the 3.5 year old and looking him in the face and saying, "Is this your stuff?" And he was like, "Absolutely." I knew they were going to kill it.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to kill it. It was good at 3, 3.5. Now they've had a bunch of different expressions, but you know, they've just been making good whiskey pretty well since the beginning of.
And it's generally affordable. I don't know. This is probably in the $60 range. I would have to take it. I mean, an 8-year-old bourbon for $60.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. And they've maintained that throughout.
They have.
I mean, they have their expressions that may be a little more Balboa and some of the other expressions.
But even those are $45, $50.
Yeah, they're not bad at all either. So, I mean, you know, they've kept it. They've maintained that price point, which is pretty cool, especially for the consumer and for the loyal fans of theirs.
Sure.
And they have quite a few. So.
Yeah, I mean, this is solid for me.
It is.
I mean, I think the rye is nice because it's a little spicy, but I'm not a huge high rye fan. But this is solid.
Yeah, the mid palate, I'm kind of like you. The mid palate is where you get it. I don't know that it's specifically something that I love,
right?
But I can certainly appreciate it. You know, I love the Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. I love that, to see that on a bottle. And for that, the rating goes up for me. Even well, if I didn't like
would
it.
You, I think it drinks hotter than 100 proof.
I think it does. The mid palate would say, if I didn't know it was 100 proof, I would have guessed more 110, more 112, right. Something around there.
Yeah.
It does, because mid palate, it's a little hotter.
Yeah.
But, you know, much love for
But I think you them. Do get the high rye in there. I think it's cinnamon. It's got all the characteristics of a high rye for me. It's a little sweet on the front, but then it kind of goes into more of a, you know, the flat Diet Coke kind of.
A little bit. And in empty glass, the empty glass nose, it certainly does a little bit more.
Yeah. A little funky on the empty glass nose.
Yeah.
Little attic smell. But
they're
definitely
doing it, man.
A high rye.
Thank you.
Oh, it's always a good pour. It's fun to go up there. I've been there, obviously, a lot to New Riff, yeah. But it's in just outside Cincinnati, and they've got a nice. They just finished their renovation of their distillery, the new tasting bar, and everything's just fun because you can just go there and just they've got all of their like kind of one-off expressions back
yeah.
there. They got a ton of single barrels. They got a lot of those special ryes that they've done. And you can just kind of taste through them all. You could spend hours at the tasting bar.
Yeah, we
just
have
going through all the different because they really do a lot of different flavors of whiskey. You know, with the different types of rye that they're using and the different types of grains and all the different one-offs that they've kind of done. It's a fun. They do a lot of experimentation.
Beautiful facility. That facility,
oh, it's neat, man.
Yeah. That overlook is really cool. I've known Molly for a long time and Jay for quite a yeah. while, and so. They're doing it, man. I think Brian Sprance is their master distiller, and so he's making good whiskey.
Yeah, in the parking lot of Party Source.
In the parking lot of Party Source, gotta love it.
So where are we at on the nose?
I think it's a solid nose. You know,
probably high sevens.
I was gonna say 7, 8, yeah. 7, 9. I don't know that it's an 8 nose. I don't know that any of this whiskey is gonna be in the 8s for me. The taste,
I'd say the nose for me is just kind of like, it's so-so.
I would say 7.
It's above average, but that's about it.
I think 7, 8 is very fair.
Yeah.
I think, you know, on the taste, I think I'm still right there. If it hung on to what you get in the front palate, it would probably be a little higher for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mid palate, it does kind of bring out that rye. And that's not to say people who love that high rye will probably love this.
Oh yeah.
And so I would be about the same. I'd say 7, 8, 7, 9 on the
yeah.
taste for me.
And the finish?
About the same.
Yeah.
7, 8.
I'm good with 7, 8.
Yeah, that's a quality score for that whiskey.
Oh yeah. And you know, 8 years old, like I said, the price point's gonna be amazing for an 8 year old. And you do get some of the barrel age, some of the oak, it's in there, but it's not overwhelming at 8 years old.
No.
So
it's good.
Yeah, it's very good. So that's a wrap on New Riff's new 8-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon at 100 proof. We'll see you next time.
See ya. Hey guys, I'm Tommy. This is Josh. We're the owners of Watch Hill Proper. We are the largest American whiskey bar in the world. We're located in Louisville, Kentucky. We'd love for you guys to come out and visit us. We offer, elevated cuisine, great cocktail list, and the wall is what people show up to see.
Definitely can satisfy your palate from standpoint of whiskeys, different bourbons, different flights. You can make your own, but we have wines, cocktails. Michael Crouch is our chef.
I was gonna say,
amazing food. So we'd love to have you come out and visit. Join us for dinner. Join us for a tasting. Check us out on the website, watchhillproper.com. You can make reservations. You can see our events that we have on the calendar. And we'd love to have you.